Hey, Hotshot. So, how was it? Mean. What do you mean, what do I mean? Didn't you have that date tonight? Yeah, with the girl you met online, remember? Of course I remember. You wouldn't shut up about it all week. So, how was it? Was she as pretty as you said her voice was? What? It didn't go good. Why? Okay. Then what did you say? What? You're lying. She really did that. You're kidding. Hotshot, I'm so sorry. My God. You know, I've heard the first date horror stories, and you know what? It's okay, because now you got yours. Well, online dating, you know, I guess. But it's okay. Was the food at least good, though? No. I'm just teasing. I know. I know you hate eating at that place. And that's why when you told me that you're going to take her there because she liked that kind of stuff, I crossed my fingers that she was going to be as great as you were bragging about and picturing, you know, these past couple months, you know. But man, I'm sorry, though. But hey, it's okay, because there's a ton of pretty voices out there that are just as pretty as their personalities, and you'll find them. Because you're great? Of course I mean you're great. And don't worry, love's out there. It's also in here, but you know. No, nothing. I didn't say anything. I was waiting for you to talk. I was waiting for you to speak, yeah. But you know, there's dating apps. Why don't you try that? No. I get it. Also, not the best experience on that, too, huh? So that's why you went online and started talking to somebody else that sounded really nice. No, I get it. Sometimes people in person are really different than what you expect or hope them to be. So that means that there's a chance that at least one of them will be even better, you know? Well, I know this because of you. Yeah, I mean it. No, listen. Remember when you first put out the ad that you're looking for a roommate, and then I messaged you, and we spoke a couple times over the phone? Well, yeah, you know, I'm not gonna lie, I may or may not have a thing for voices, too, but you sounded really charming, and then when we finally met in person, I was a bit quiet because I didn't think you were gonna look so much better in person, and then on top of that, you're so great to live with and be friends with that if you're this great, then there has to be another person out there who's just as amazing with all those qualities and will also have a very pretty voice. Of course I mean it. So, you gonna try again? What? Why not? I just told you how much of an amazing person you are, and you're gonna fight me on it now? But forget what she said. She wasn't even that great when you met her tonight. And she clearly doesn't even have good taste in food. I'm saying that you're very, very handsome. You have a great voice. You do. Why do you think sometimes I just look at you and listen to you talk about everything and anything? It doesn't even matter what it is because I'm just so bold to you. But when you start speaking about something you love or excited about, that's the best part. Because you shine so brightly where every time you finish talking, I always ask you to tell me more. You're so kind and so sweet that it can cancel out practically all the other things that you do. What? You're really gonna ignore the fact that I have to constantly tell you to pick up your sweaty clothes from the ground and place it in the basket that is clearly 2 inches away from where you threw it? It's even closer to you than the floor, or how you leave dishes in the sink. Yeah, of course, you know, everyone does that maybe a day or two, and you can leave it in for a whole week. And of course, you know, with the great lady I am, I'll wash it for you. But even with that, you're still so great to live with. Yes, I mean it. Because of sweet things you do too. Like, when I had such a long day and I don't feel like moving and you cook dinner for the both of us, or when you call me to ask me what I eat or what I want to eat from McDonald's on the way home, or like when you purposely put things on the lower shelves because you know that I'm fun size and I can't reach that high when I'm by myself. Or when I'm super tired from a long day and I fall asleep on the couch and I can wake up with a blanket on me. Or better yet, when I fall asleep on the couch and wake up on my bed because I know that you carried me there. You're so amazing. And I know that any girl you meet would be the luckiest woman in the world because she'll get to have all of that to herself. And she'll fall in love with the way you furrow your brows when you think so hard, and the way you brush your fingers against anything close by when you're nervous, or when you smile and your eyes pinch together that tiny bit. Well, of course I mean it. And thank you. I do actually give very good back rubs and shoulder massages. I'm glad you noticed. Do I have a boyfriend? Hotshot. When have you ever seen me bring a guy home at any point while living together this past year? Well, I don't, yeah. It's because, I don't know, the kind of love I'm looking for isn't in flings or temporary relationships, like how a lot of people kind of seek that out these days. If others are looking for that, then, you know, that's fine. Everyone has their preference, and that's perfectly fine, you know. But for me, personally, if I'm with someone, I want to build a future with them. Something real. Something long-lasting. Yeah. You know, growing old with someone. Forever, I guess. You're looking for that too, Nah. I haven't tried dating sites or online stuff because, call me a hopeless damn romantic, but I want to meet someone organically. Meet them in person, get to know them, and eventually grow into something more, you know? Yeah, partially because of all the horror online dating stories I've heard, and now yours being added to it. But sub us up. This isn't about me. It's about you. So, my point is that there's somebody perfect for you out there. Or in here. Nothing. So, how's about it? You gonna try meeting someone organically? You have? Well, damn, that was fast. Shit. Just give someone time to breathe, my God. But that's great. So. What is this person? Does she also have one of those pretty voices you like? She does. That's good. And you've met her already, right? Is she nice? Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me more. Stop. No. And you're saying she gives the best back rubs. Well, who is she? Is she better than me? With the back rubs? Because I thought you said... What? No. You're being nice. Hotshot, you're messing with me right now. You don't mean that. You don't. You don't think that I'm as pretty as my voice. Well, because if you did think that, then why didn't you tell me? Because you thought about the whole roommate situation too. No, I hear you. A hot chat. I'm serious. Do you really like me? Or are you getting it confused with familiarity? Because we live together. No. I need to make sure that if I sit this close to you, like this, where our thighs are touching, you feel a little bit of a spark like I do. Or if I move my fingers to your hand and up your arm and just trace it here on your bicep, do you feel a shiver go down your spine in the best possible way? I want you to tell me you like me only if you like it when I take your hand and slowly move it up my thigh, under my skirt, and you just want to see how it feels to move it up higher while I whisper in your ear, just like this. So tell me, hotshot, do you want to keep going? Do you... Ugh, your fingers feel so good. Oh my god. Come on. Take off your pants. Come on, hurry up. You're gonna be fingering me and my hands are just gonna keep moving down your sides like that. Pull it out. Holy shit. Oh my. How the hell have you been hiding this whole freaking year? Oh my hand. My hand can barely wrap around this thing here. Finger in there, right there, right there, right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, just keep going. I feel it. I feel like I'm gonna go. Keep going. Keep going. Mm-hmm. Are you serious? In the middle of me going to come, you're gonna just pull me on top of you like this, huh? Just pull me on top of here and straddle you. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Oh, fuck. That feels so good against me. Never mind. No, it'll fit. Just go slow. Just go slow for me, baby. Please. Yeah. Right there. Just like that, push into me, just like that, baby, baby. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Yeah. You too, you're gonna come. No, baby, just come inside me. Yeah, just come inside me, come on. Oh, fuck. I finally have you, baby. Don't pull out. Please. Please come inside me, baby. I wanted you so long. Fill me up, baby. Fill me up, please. Yeah. You're right there. Come on, come inside me. Come deep inside me, baby. Come deep inside me. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Yes, baby.
rug. You feel that? You feel the fuck I'm squeezing on you. Second, baby, let me just lie down here on you, okay? Don't pull it out yet, baby. Just leave it in there. Hey, look at me. Delete her number, okay? Delete all those apps or accounts or girls, okay? You don't need to be flirting with them. And they don't need to be flirting with you, okay? Cause now that I got you, baby, you're not getting a chance to leave, are you?